Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that we need to stay firm in our commitment to the Lord, even if our family is trying to get us to forsake it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You've got to lift that cross and follow Him. Even when family is trying to get you to compromise, when family is trying to get you to let up, you stay strong. You know, we say, oh, God is such a good God, He meets you halfway. You know, that's actually not a true statement. God does not meet you halfway. The Bible tells us to be reconciled to God. He says, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, but you have to come to Him. You have to be reconciled to God. Jesus was a perfect sacrifice, no sin whatever. So Jesus, God, does not in any way whatever compromise with sin. All sin is fully paid for, but the forgiveness is not extended until we come to God completely, not meeting Him halfway. Not say, well, Lord, I'll do this if you. No, you come to Him fully and be reconciled to God. It's just like a bank, it can't be a penny off. It's got to, down to the very penny, have it right. And so those, sometimes people say at a bank and work hours extra. They'll do it in the business, work extra time till they can reconcile their accounts. There's a number that they've got to be reconciled to it and bring everything to that number. Well, we're to be reconciled to God. He doesn't meet us halfway, but if we'll come to Him, He'll in no wise cast us out. And so you simply come to Him. And we need to understand that. And so here we are living in this day. And He's just said that God is even before your family. And when there's a conflict between God and family, God is first. You stand. One thing we learn of what God did in the Apostle Paul's life is that he just didn't beat the air. He lived godly even when no one would stand with him. If you look at verses 16 and 17 here of this fourth chapter, he says that my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. And I like what he says here. I pray God that not be laid to their charge. You know what he's saying? Not standing was a sin. It's filth in God's sight and something God would judge. But he says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He's saying, look, they all forsook me. Nobody would stand with me. But the Lord, and He strengthened me. You strengthen and you preach, just like it says, that the preaching might be fully known. He was strengthened and He preached and made it fully known, even though His own church family would not stand with Him. May our record show we are in a fight and we fought to the finish, which is what wisdom does. Notice this in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. You hear that word hath? That means she got the job done. Wisdom gets the job done. It doesn't quit. It finishes the job completely. That's why I said some of you young preachers that are out there in Christian college, don't quit. Don't quit. Finish the job. You're in a church problem? Finish the job. You have problems in your home, people? Finish the job. You stay true to Christ. It is interesting that the word course, when he says, I have finished the course, uses the Greek word that referred to a race course. It was a term used in the Greek Olympic Games to speak of the course that was used for the race. So what he's saying here is, I finished. I crossed the finish line. And oh, my friend, when you've done the will of God, you accomplish what He wants you to accomplish, you cross the finish line. Too many men have quit the ministry. They've quit their marriages, their promises. And the church that preaches the word, as it is to men as they are, they've quit them. They grew bitter. Why? Because they have their eyes on the situation rather than keeping their eyes on Christ and His Word. Hebrews 12:13-15 says, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You see, this is one who never finishes, who never crosses the finish line of God's will. And the one that fails to finish God's will, the one that never crosses the finish line of God's will, is the one who is ashamed at His appearing. Now, if you're still breathing, you're still alive, you're listening to this broadcast, you've fallen down. Proverbs tells us a righteous man falling seven times gets up again. Get up! Just get up and get back in the will of God. And may the record show, we kept the faith. Any pastor who compromised doctrine, the Bible version, the music, the standards, is a preacher who did not keep the faith. Instead, he allowed pressure and man to take him off the course. Yet, if you've been taken off the course, get back on it. There'll be opposition, but you keep the faith. Never, never betray doctrine. Romans 8:35-39 must be a living reality. So often, that passage is more like a poetic cliche that does not really mean anything, but just sounds pretty. No, this should mean something to you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded. I like that word, persuaded. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, keep the faith. Finish the course. And if you do, you fought the good fight. Notice verse 8. It says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love His appearing. I like that. Not just to Paul, but to all those that love His appearing. Oh, let's be ready at any time. Let's keep the record right and straight. And if we do, there is a reward. A crown of righteousness. One of five that are noted in Scripture, but it must be highly important that the Lord speaks so well of it. It must be a great honor in eternity. And so a crown of righteousness. What kept Paul going for 30-plus years of toil and suffering? He loved his Lord's appearing. He knew it's a reality. As Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. He says, I know that in my flesh, in the latter days, in my flesh, I shall see God and not another. He would see him in his own flesh. Then Job would not sin against God. Oh, it may be false accusation, but you don't quit. Let it be your motivation. Sing that. Let that be real. If you had $1,000 in the bank, you had $100,000 in the bank, you had $100 million in the bank. You say, oh, it's there, it's secure, it's in a vault, and it's well taken care of. Listen, this heavenly home needs to be in your mind and heart and understanding even more sure than that would be. More sure than the house you live in. More sure than your very life. You know that it is reality because God says so. I think of Abraham. In Hebrews 11:10 it says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's just telling us that Abraham's life of dedication to God as being a sojourner on this earth was because he strongly believed that there was that city whose builder and maker is God. Oh, may we ever continue to allow the love of Christ to ever constrain us. We keep eternal life set in our inner man, keeping the way of the Lord with all knowledge that it leads unto a great reward. Yes, a crown of righteousness. Next to losing one's own soul and going to hell, the greatest tragedy would be to come to the brink of eternity and I missed God's will. And I wasted my life on fruitless, non-eternal things. As a preacher, looking for the applause of men and the numbers, instead of seeking to lead the people to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. The preacher who teaches that all saints enjoy the same eternal rewards in heaven, simply does not know the Bible, nor they who believe him. You see, verses 6 and 7 had said he's ready to be offered. His departure was at hand. He'd fought a good fight. He'd finished the course. He'd kept the faith.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.